Business Weekly.
The five busy days of the week are behind us, so let's take a closer look at what was happening then. First, we will take a look at Iran, as the country opened a new gold processing plant, reportedly the biggest in the Middle East, and as it again is in the middle of talks on its nuclear program. Then, of course, we'll touch upon the Russian currency, as the ruble fights back and tries to keep afloat. And finally, we will discuss the shale gas boom launched by the United States. But of course, let's start from the top. And turn to Iran, as the country has opened a new gold processing plant, reportedly the biggest in the Middle East. Iran aims at doubling its production of precious metals. Using a unique technology, Tehran says it will now mine up to 3 tons of gold per year. And earlier, we discussed the story with Radio Sputnik's presenter, Tatem Natsakanyan. It is quite a special new gold processing facility. The goal is to double the production of precious metals. And the new facility is located near one of the country's richest mines. It's located 35 kilometers away from the city of Taqab, which is in the northwest part of the country. Now, the gold ore reserves of this particular mine are estimated at 20 million tons. If we speak more about business, the overall this project, this plant is worth over $31 million and it's going to use a bit of a new special technology. Actually, interesting bit about it is that it's domestically produced this new technology. This way how to process this particular precious metal was created in Iran.
Do you think that this new gold processing plant have to do anything with the sanctions?
Yeah, you mean to counter these particular sanctions? Of course, if we look at it a bit of a from a different perspective here, then of course it's made to really counter these trade restrictions that Iran is still facing. Now, the plan overall that the country has is to mine and process significantly more gold, and it is really a part of the country's so-called economy of resistance introduced by Iran Supreme Leader in February this year. Now, the economic program is really designed to counter sanctions imposed against Iran, as you said, back in 2012, as a result of the country's nuclear program. The sanctions have really hit the country hard. They have reduced Iran's oil exports by more than half. And at the moment, world powers are demanding that Iran restrict its nuclear program so that it cannot be used to build atomic weapons. There's going to be something very interesting coming in November this year, as Iran is currently facing a November 24th deadline to reach an agreement on its program within the framework of year-long diplomatic talks.
Business Weekly.
This is happening while Iran is in the final round of talks with the six world powers on its nuclear program. Now, the United States, China, Russia, Britain, France, and Germany want Iran to scale down and put limits on its nuclear program. In its turn, Iran, which says its nuclear aims are peaceful, wants the West to lift its painful sanctions. It also wants the global community to recognize its right to a peaceful nuclear program. Despite months of negotiations, the differences between the parties are still significant. The deadline for a nuclear agreement with Tehran is due to expire on the 24th of November. James Walsh, an expert in international security and a research associate at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Security Studies Program, says there's lots of different aspects discussed during the talks, but one of the most important issues to be agreed is, of course, the relief of the sanctions burden on Iran.
The sequencing and timing and permanence of sanctions relief, that's their number one objective. And I think for the United States, and at least for the EU 3 plus 3, the set of countries within that group, the main concern is the size and shape of Iran's enrichment program. Personally, having spoken to the negotiators for at least three of the countries involved, I think this is less a technical issue. I think we can get a very good deal that protects us from an Iranian nuclear weapon and meets Iran's needs. But at this point, the issues are more political than they are technical. I think there's an agreement there to be had if people have the political will to follow through.
Business Weekly.
All right, let's move on now. As the Russian ruble continued its fight back by the end of this week, all the effort is mostly prompted by the growing price of Brent crude as it slid over the $80 per barrel threshold. All eyes are at the next OPEC meeting that is expected to be crucial. It's going to happen next week as member states will decide whether to cut production to support oil prices. And let's turn to the energy news now, as it's reported that the shale gas boom, which the United States tried to impose on Europe, shows signs of stumbling. Now, many major international players, including ExxonMobil, have already left their shale production projects, citing expenses and security-related problems. According to the experts, the EU should now focus on mending ties with Russia in order to ensure European energy security. Alexander Pasenchik of the National Energy Security Fund in Moscow says, in turn, that the shale gas revolution in Europe is unlikely.
Those players who were potentially interested in shale projects lost their optimism at the stage of a test drilling. The shale gas production in Europe is a costly process, which may be stalled by the current plunge in oil prices. Europe wanted to stick to the American model, but we must understand that there are no territories and no American-style fleet of drilling rigs in Europe. Also, there is no gas chemical industry on European soil which could use many components of shale gas. So it is safe to say that the European shale gas is nothing but a pie in the sky.
Finally, the number of billionaires increased by 155 in 2014, reaching a record high of 2,325. Now that's according to the Billion Sensor report. The research showed that more than half of the new super rich are self-made, and more than a third don't have a university degree. There was a 7.1% increase in the number of billionaires across the world in 2014, said the report compiled by the consulting company WealthX and the Swiss bank UBS. Even though 2,325 is a new record, experts suggest the number could reach almost 4,000 by 2020 in the most bullish scenario, while conservatively it could reach 3,600. The report shows that 55% of the wealthiest people are self-made men, and the number who inherited wealth has decreased. Well, that's all we've got for you. Another busy week is just ahead of us, and we sure will keep you posted. If you want more details, please log on to our website, www.en.ria.ru. Otherwise, have a great weekend.